12 minutes after 5 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Entering the final hour of the show, we mentioned that our 5 o'clock hour is our busiest of the afternoon so far. Happy to have you with us, Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas with you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Throughout the course of the week, we've been telling you a lot about what you can do this weekend, whether it's heading to a local craft show, or seeing a lighting ceremony. We've talked about plenty of those over the course of the last couple of weeks. Well, there's a big concert going on tomorrow, the big holiday concert for the Singers Club of Cleveland. And here joining us from the Singers Club of Cleveland is Paul McHugh. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
It's my pleasure. I'm great.
Well, see, when we first scheduled this interview, we were all prepared to talk about tomorrow's big concert and pump it up, but this speaks to the popularity of this concert and this group. It's already sold out, right?
It is sold out and waiting a line only for tickets. It's been quite amazing.
Now, this is a pretty amazing group. You guys are celebrating your 125th anniversary season. Very, very impressive. Let's begin right there with the history of this club. How did it start and how has it evolved?
Oh, my. We started in 1892 and has performed every year since then continuously. And we've been instrumental in helping other groups get started, too, as well as one of them being the Cleveland Orchestra. Quite a few of our members were some of the original members of the Cleveland Orchestra. So it's been an exciting time for us. Those 125 years, and we're still here and still kicking.
Now, the Singers Club of Cleveland, I think that should be self-explanatory. I mean, I think most of the listening audience should have an idea as to what that is. But let's dive into some of the specifics. How many are involved in this group?
Well, we call ourselves a brotherhood of men, about 60 guys currently, and we just enjoy sharing choral music with our community.
Now, this is broken down into different groups, correct? When you guys do a concert, you guys are broken down into specific vocal groups, correct?
That is correct. We have about 60 guys in the main group, and then we have a smaller group called the Centennials, which is about 12 to 16 guys, depending on the performance. And then I'm also part of a smaller quartet called the Classic Pops.
Oh, wow.
The Classic Pops. Okay. So what does it take to be a part of the Classic Pops?
Well, a lot of dedication to memorize all of the music and just have a love of music and hopefully have a good voice as well because we want to represent the larger group of the Singers Club of Cleveland.
Where do you guys typically perform?
Well, the Classic Pops, we perform anywhere that'll have us. We have sung at wedding anniversaries and even a memorial concert at a funeral. But we will do just about any kind of occasion. We sing a little bit of everything from the classics to Billy Joel.
Oh, so. Wow. Nice. You got a little bit of the entire mix in there. What's the difference between doing, for you especially, doing with just three other people and doing it with 60 people?
There's a lot more pressure than when there's just three guy or four guys. You're listening more to each other and to make sure you don't stand out. You want to be more aware of the balance and trying to present a good sound.
Sure, Paul. So what makes a guy like you want to join a quartet as opposed to be in that group of 60 where you can kind of hide behind people?
Well, I've always enjoyed singing. Earlier in my career, sang in a gospel quartet and got a love for it there have just continued it over the years. I personally was a choir director at a local church for about 30 years. And now that I'm retired, it's my chance to perform as a performer as opposed to directing others. So,
again, we're being joined in studio by Paul McHugh of the Singers Club of Cleveland here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We were all set to promote tomorrow's holiday concert, but if you purchase tickets, you're going to be on a waiting list for that tomorrow. That's how popular that's become. But that's not the only concert that you guys do. How many times do you guys perform throughout the year?
Typically, we have three major concerts. We have our Christmas performance, which is the most attended, and then we will do one in spring and March, and then another in May. Each of those concerts has a different theme, and it changes from year to year. The theme might be jazz. We did that last year or 2 years ago in the May concert. We may also join with other choirs. In the past, we've joined with the Western Reserve Chorale. And then sometimes we also perform. We performed at Severance Center with the Cleveland Institute of Music and the Cleveland Music School Settlement and the Cleveland School of the Arts for a major work, Beethoven's Ninth.
And it should be mentioned also that you guys have done the Star Spangled Banner. You guys have done the national anthem at several different events, but you guys have been called on by the Cleveland Indians a few times, have you not?
We have, and that is one of our favorite areas to do in the summer. We get called on because we're one of the few groups that not only do the national anthem, but do the Canadian national anthem.
Oh, wow.
So when the Canadians are in town, we enjoy singing with their national anthem as well.
I had heard the story about how you did one of the aforementioned games with a Canadian team in town. It was not this past season, because if I'm not mistaken, I believe you guys did the Yankee game this past season. But the season before, in 2016, you guys had done the national anthem when the Toronto Blue Jays were in town. And I think there was some friendly banter going back and forth with some of the Blue Jay fans that were there with the Jose, correct?
Correct.
That had to be a lot of fun for you guys.
It was, and it was great, passing the dugout and having those guys thank us, and it was very well received. In fact, the most recent one this last summer with the Yankees on our Facebook account, we had a lady, a Yankee fan, that just wanted to let us know how much she appreciated our singing. It was nice to hear.
That's got to be a great feeling. I mean, not just from people here in the Cleveland area, but from people who might be from out of town. A Yankees fan could be from New York. To hear them kind of say, look, we enjoy hearing you guys when you do the anthem. It's got to be pretty rewarding.
It is rewarding. And another area that the club is involved with is we promote scholarships. And every fall in November, we have a scholarship. And we have, this year, we had a scholar from South Korea and one from China that were here for the scholarship competition. So we really reach around the world, not just here in Cleveland.
That's impressive. How do they hear about an event like that?
We promote it, and it's been going on for about 10 years. So the word is getting out that not only can they get some scholarship money, but get some extra work for their curriculum vitae as well. So,
Paul McHugh with the Singers Club of Cleveland is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Along those same lines, Paul, I want to discuss the details of your fellowship program and the active recruitment of new candidates for the program. I believe that begins just after the first of the year at the Breen Center, where you guys constantly perform. What are the details you can share with us on that fellowship program?
Yes, we have a program where we have young members, young college students who are either, they don't have to be a vocal student, but at least be involved in the music program at their college. They can participate with us. They can try out and become a member, performing member of the choir, for which they are paid for their services. And so they not only have a chance to earn a little extra money, but a chance to build their curriculum vitae as well.
And I would imagine that's the kind of experience you're looking for. I mean, look, if you're a college student and you're looking for an opportunity, I really can't think of one much better than that.
No, and we really would like to hear from some of the other colleges. The primary students we have right now are from Cleveland State. And boy, they have been great. We really have appreciated that association with them. But we're also would love to have some of the other local colleges involved.
Now, talk about what you guys are looking for in particular when you're looking for someone to be a part of the fellowship program and the active recruitment that you guys are seeking as well. What kind of person are you looking for?
We're looking for ones that are a self-starter in music. They have the ability to perform very well vocally. We will give them a tryout where they will perform one of their pieces to accompaniment, usually do an a cappella number as well, so we can get an idea of the caliber of their singing. We obviously want to be represented well and represent them well as well.
You actually brought us a piece of your work. We're going to play it here momentarily. Actually, you know what? We'll play that now. And before we leave, we certainly want to give you a chance to tell our listeners where to go to learn more about the Singers Club of Cleveland. But you were kind enough to bring in a piece of the work of the Singers Club of Cleveland. What can you tell us about this piece we're going to hear?
It's probably one of the most requested pieces for Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's a good one.
All right, well, let's hear the most wonderful time of the year. Impressive stuff. Very, very cool stuff. Well, if you want to hear more pieces like this and you want to learn more about the Singers Club of Cleveland, Paul, where should our listeners go?
Go to www.singersclub.org.
As simple as it sounds, singersclub.org. There you can find out more about how you can get tickets to future events. You can also find out more about the scholarship program. You can find out more about the fellowship program as well. Paul, thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time with us here in studio.
Hey, it's been my pleasure.